Unit 8, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A, Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. Apple has released this pink iPod Nano just in time for Valentine's Day. The 8GB player costs $200, and comes with free engraving if you ordered on the Apple website. Microsoft is also getting into the Valentine's Day spirit. It added the red Zune to its lineup just last week. The 80GB player sells for about $250 and is available with 20 different special designs. The BlackBerry is getting an upgrade. It's getting new features that will make emailing on the device more like emailing on your computer. Users will soon be able to view messages in their original formatting, as well as messages that aren't stored directly on their BlackBerry. They'll also be able to add documents directly on the device. The BlackBerry is facing tougher competition now, with the iPhone available to business customers. The internet is about to go airborne in this country. American Airlines has started installing equipment for high-speed internet service on several planes. Pricing hasn't been set yet, but logging on is expected to cost about $10 for short flights, a little more for longer ones.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
Apple has released this pink iPod Nano just in time for Valentine's Day. The 8GB player costs $200 and comes with free engraving if you ordered on the Apple website. Microsoft is also getting into the Valentine's Day spirit. It added the red Zune to its lineup just last week. The 80GB player sells for about $250 and is available with 20 different special designs. The BlackBerry is getting an upgrade. It's getting new features that will make emailing on the device more like emailing on your computer. Users will soon be able to view messages in their original formatting, as well as messages that aren't stored directly on their BlackBerry. They'll also be able to add documents directly on the device. The BlackBerry is facing tougher competition now, with the iPhone available to business customers. The internet is about to go airborne in this country. American Airlines has started installing equipment for high-speed internet service on several planes. Pricing hasn't been set yet, but logging on is expected to cost about $10 for short flights, a little more for longer ones.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Apple has released this pink iPod Nano just in time for Valentine's Day. The 8GB player costs $200 and comes with free engraving if you ordered on the Apple website. Microsoft is also getting into the Valentine's Day spirit. It added the red Zune to its lineup just last week. The 80GB player sells for about $250 and is available with 20 different special designs. The BlackBerry is getting an upgrade. It's getting new features that will make emailing on the device more like emailing on your computer. Users will soon be able to view messages in their original formatting, as well as messages that aren't stored directly on their BlackBerry. They'll also be able to add documents directly on the device. The BlackBerry is facing tougher competition now, with the iPhone available to business customers. The internet is about to go airborne in this country. American Airlines has started installing equipment for high-speed internet service on several planes. Pricing hasn't been set yet, but logging on is expected to cost about $10 for short flights, a little more for longer ones.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. Headlines are a good place to talk about a multi-billion dollar deal. Bank of America said today it's acquiring Countrywide Financial in a $4 billion deal. Now, Countrywide has been severely hit by the subprime mortgage crisis. Earlier this week, there were rumors that the company might file for bankruptcy, but the company denied that. Former Olympic champion Marion Jones was sentenced today to 6 months in jail for lying to investigators about using performance-enhancing drugs. She will also get 2 years of supervised release. Jones pleaded guilty late last year after years of denying she had never used steroids. She gave back her 5 medals, 3 gold and 2 bronze, which she won at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney. President Bush was in Kuwait today on the latest leg of his mission to get a Middle East peace deal before he leaves office. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said not to expect a blinding flash. Those are her words, of Arab cooperation. Earlier, President Bush ended his trip to Israel with a visit to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum, as well as the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus is said to have walked on water. President Bush said he plans to return to Israel in May.
Now, listen to the item again and answer question 5.
Headlines are a good place to talk about a multi-billion-dollar deal. Bank of America said today it's acquiring Countrywide Financial in a $4 billion deal. Now, Countrywide has been severely hit by the subprime mortgage crisis. Earlier this week, there were rumors that the company might file for bankruptcy, but the company denied that. Former Olympic champion Marion Jones was sentenced today to 6 months in jail for lying to investigators about using performance-enhancing drugs. She will also get 2 years of supervised release. Jones pleaded guilty late last year after years of denying she had never used steroids. She gave back her 5 medals, 3 gold and 2 bronze, which she won at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney. President Bush was in Kuwait today on the latest leg of his mission to get a Middle East peace deal before he leaves office. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said not to expect a blinding flash. Those are her words, of Arab cooperation. Earlier, President Bush ended his trip to Israel with a visit to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum, as well as the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus is said to have walked on water. President Bush said he plans to return to Israel in May.
Now, listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Headlines are a good place to talk about a multi-billion-dollar deal. Bank of America said today it's acquiring Countrywide Financial in a $4 billion deal. Now, Countrywide has been severely hit by the subprime mortgage crisis. Earlier this week, there were rumors that the company might file for bankruptcy, but the company denied that. Former Olympic champion Marion Jones was sentenced today to 6 months in jail for lying to investigators about using performance-enhancing drugs. She will also get 2 years of supervised release. Jones pleaded guilty late last year after years of denying she had never used steroids. She gave back her 5 medals, 3 gold and 2 bronze, which she won at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney. President Bush was in Kuwait today on the latest leg of his mission to get a Middle East peace deal before he leaves office. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said not to expect a blinding flash. Those are her words, of Arab cooperation. Earlier, President Bush ended his trip to Israel with a visit to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum, as well as the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus is said to have walked on water. President Bush said he plans to return to Israel in May.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. We begin with the headlines in a hostage drama at Hillary Clinton's campaign office in Rochester, New Hampshire. A man who claimed to have a bomb strapped to his chest has taken 2 hostages inside the office. Senator Clinton was in Virginia when the incident began. The bomb squad is on the scene, and a nearby school is in lockdown. For breaking developments of the story, you can visit abcnews.com. An analysis by ABC News has found that Afghanistan is now a more dangerous place for U.S. troops than Iraq. While the security situation in Iraq is improved, the situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. There have already been 111 U.S. troops killed there this year, making it the deadliest year for Americans in Afghanistan since the war began. In Florida, police have detained at least three people for questioning in the death of Sean Taylor, the Washington Redskins football star. The suspects include at least one teenager. Taylor was shot in the bedroom of his home in Palmetto Bay on Monday. He died on Tuesday. Police now believe it was not a random break-in, but that Taylor's house was specifically targeted. In Sudan, thousands of people rallied outside the presidential palace, demanding that a British teacher convicted of insulting Islam be put to death. Gillian Gibbons was yesterday sentenced to 15 days in prison, followed by deportation, for allowing her pupils to name a teddy bear Muhammad, the name of the Muslim prophet. Gibbons' lawyer said she was moved today from a women's prison to a secret location for her safety.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
We begin with the headlines in a hostage drama at Hillary Clinton's campaign office in Rochester, New Hampshire. A man who claimed to have a bomb strapped to his chest has taken two hostages inside the office. Senator Clinton was in Virginia when the incident began. The bomb squad is on the scene, and a nearby school is in lockdown. For breaking developments of the story, you can visit abcnews.com. An analysis by ABC News has found that Afghanistan is now a more dangerous place for U.S. troops than Iraq. While the security situation in Iraq is improved, the situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. There have already been 111 U.S. troops killed there this year, making it the deadliest year for Americans in Afghanistan since the war began. In Florida, police have detained at least three people for questioning in the death of Sean Taylor, the Washington Redskins football star. The suspects include at least one teenager. Taylor was shot in the bedroom of his home in Palmetto Bay on Monday. He died on Tuesday. Police now believe it was not a random break-in, but that Taylor's house was specifically targeted. In Sudan, thousands of people rallied outside the presidential palace, demanding that a British teacher convicted of insulting Islam be put to death. Gillian Gibbons was yesterday sentenced to 15 days in prison, followed by deportation, for allowing her pupils to name a teddy bear Muhammad, the name of the Muslim prophet. Gibbons' lawyer said she was moved today from a women's prison to a secret location for her safety.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
We begin with the headlines in a hostage drama at Hillary Clinton's campaign office in Rochester, New Hampshire. A man who claimed to have a bomb strapped to his chest has taken two hostages inside the office. Senator Clinton was in Virginia when the incident began. The bomb squad is on the scene, and a nearby school is in lockdown. For breaking developments of the story, you can visit abcnews.com. An analysis by ABC News has found that Afghanistan is now a more dangerous place for U.S. troops than Iraq. While the security situation in Iraq is improved, the situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating. There have already been 111 U.S. troops killed there this year, making it the deadliest year for Americans in Afghanistan since the war began. In Florida, police have detained at least three people for questioning in the death of Sean Taylor, the Washington Redskins football star. The suspects include at least one teenager. Taylor was shot in the bedroom of his home in Palmetto Bay on Monday. He died on Tuesday. Police now believe it was not a random break-in, but that Taylor's house was specifically targeted. In Sudan, thousands of people rallied outside the presidential palace, demanding that a British teacher convicted of insulting Islam be put to death. Gillian Gibbons was yesterday sentenced to 15 days in prison, followed by deportation, for allowing her pupils to name a teddy bear Muhammad, the name of the Muslim prophet. Gibbons' lawyer said she was moved today from a women's prison to a secret location for her safety.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. The competition between Microsoft and Google took a new turn on February the 1st. Microsoft made a public offer to buy the internet company Yahoo. Microsoft says the combined companies will be in a better position to compete against Google in the online service market. This week, Yahoo rejected the offer. Its board of directors said the price undervalued the company. The offer was worth almost $45 billion in cash and stock, or $31 per Yahoo share. Yahoo is said to want $40 a share. Microsoft says it offered a full and fair price. It says moving forward quickly with a deal will be in the best interest of shareholders. Yet since February the 1st, the value of Microsoft's offer has fallen to $29 a share because of a drop in its stock. Microsoft thinks it could be better compete against Google with Yahoo's expert knowledge. Microsoft could attempt a hostile takeover, but that is not the way it normally does business, and there is risk of angering Yahoo's employees. In the last 2 weeks, Yahoo has discussed possible combinations with other companies, including the News Corporation, American Online, and Google. But Yahoo may not be able to avoid a buyout by Microsoft. The latest reports are that some big Yahoo shareholders will support a deal if Microsoft raised its offer. The purchase will be the largest ever by the world's leading software maker. Yet Microsoft has made a little progress in its internet search abilities and in the growing business of online advertising. Google, the leading internet search company, is the strongest competitor for those advertising dollars. The competition between Microsoft and Google took a new turn on February the 1st. Microsoft made a public offer to buy the internet company Yahoo. Microsoft says the combined companies will be in a better position to compete against Google in the online service market. This week, Yahoo rejected the offer. Its board of directors said the price undervalued the company. The offer was worth almost $45 billion in cash and stock, or $31 per Yahoo share. Yahoo is said to want $40 a share. Microsoft says it offered a full and fair price. It says moving forward quickly with a deal will be in the best interest of shareholders. Yet since February the 1st, the value of Microsoft's offer has fallen to $29 a share, because of a drop in its stock. Microsoft thinks it could be better compete against Google with Yahoo's expert knowledge. Microsoft could attempt a hostile takeover, but that is not the way it normally does business, and there is risk of angering Yahoo's employees. In the last 2 weeks, Yahoo has discussed possible combinations with other companies, including the News Corporation, American Online, and Google. But Yahoo may not be able to avoid a buyout by Microsoft. The latest reports are that some big Yahoo shareholders will support a deal if Microsoft raised its offer. The purchase will be the largest ever by the world's leading software maker. Yet Microsoft has made a little progress in its internet search abilities and in the growing business of online advertising. Google, the leading internet search company, is the strongest competitor for those advertising dollars.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation.
Jack Valenti has been a Washington insider since the 1960s, learning the art of politics from one of its masters, Lyndon Johnson. As president of the Motion Picture Association of America since 1966, he is equally fluent in old-fashioned Hollywood showmanship. A skilled and polished orator, he's Hollywood's voice on Capitol Hill, a regular in front of congressional committees. In his book, Speak Up with Confidence, updated and re-released this week in paperback, he offers some advice on public speaking and grades a few public speakers we know, from top CEOs to U.S. presidents.
The greatest president speaker was Franklin Roosevelt. Any young kid, 20 years old, who watches Roosevelt on those newsreels or listen to his voice will be mesmerized. I'd give him A+.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Of all the presidents since him, there are three that deserve A. One was the first television president, and that was John Kennedy. Two, Ronald Reagan. And three, in spite of all the criticism he's come through, justly Bill Clinton. He was probably the greatest political campaigner I've ever seen on television.
How would you evaluate President Bush as a speaker?
I heard him speak when he was governor of Texas, and he was pretty bad. But he was a learner. When he rose to speak on September 20, 2001, 9 days after 9/11, it was one of the most extraordinary speeches I've ever heard. Terror unanswered can not only bring down buildings, it can threaten the stability of legitimate governments. And you know what? We're not gonna allow it. It was almost flawless.
You call Warren Buffett the greatest public speaker in the American business community. Why?
Without question, he's without parallel. Because Warren Buffett understands the fragility of making a business speech.
You make rational decisions based on ascertainable facts, you will get a good result over time. And if you don't, you won't get a good result in all likelihood, unless you happen to die at the right time.
He has great humor. He's able to take arcane subjects and break them down into small bits that are understandable. Most business chieftains cannot make a good public speech. They just can't do it.
Any business leader that you'd like to single out to give a copy of your book to?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I do believe that if I were the head of a large corporation, I really would spend some time on improving the way I speak. I think the reason why most business leaders aren't very good at public speaking is they don't spend a lot of time working at it. Every time I make a speech, I spend hours and hours and hours preparing myself. I wouldn't dare get up and try to wing it, as I'm doing here.
Jack Valenti has been a Washington insider since the 1960s, learning the art of politics from one of its masters, Lyndon Johnson. As president of the Motion Picture Association of America since 1966, he is equally fluent in old-fashioned Hollywood showmanship. A skilled and polished orator, he's Hollywood's voice on Capitol Hill, a regular in front of congressional committees. In his book, Speak Up with Confidence, updated and re-released this week in paperback, he offers some advice on public speaking and grades a few public speakers we know, from top CEOs to U.S. presidents.
The greatest president speaker was Franklin Roosevelt. Any young kid, 20 years old, who watches Roosevelt on those newsreels or listen to his voice will be mesmerized. I'd give him A+.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Of all the presidents since him, there are three that deserve A. One was the first television president, and that was John Kennedy. Two, Ronald Reagan. And three, in spite of all the criticism he's come through, justly Bill Clinton. He was probably the greatest political campaigner I've ever seen on television.
How would you evaluate President Bush as a speaker?
I heard him speak when he was governor of Texas, and he was pretty bad. But he was a learner. When he rose to speak on September 20, 2001, 9 days after 9/11, it was one of the most extraordinary speeches I've ever heard. "Terror unanswered can not only bring down buildings, it can threaten the stability of legitimate governments. And you know what? We're not gonna allow it." It was almost flawless.
You call Warren Buffett the greatest public speaker in the American business community. Why?
Without question, he's without parallel, because Warren Buffett understands the fragility of making a business speech.
You make rational decisions based on ascertainable facts, you will get a good result over time. And if you don't, you won't get a good result in all likelihood, unless you happen to die at the right time.
He has great humor. He's able to take arcane subjects and break them down into small bits that are understandable. Most business chieftains cannot make a good public speech. They just can't do it.
Any business leader that you'd like to single out to give a copy of your book to?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I do believe that if I were the head of a large corporation, I really would spend some time on improving the way I speak. I think the reason why most business leaders aren't very good at public speaking is they don't spend a lot of time working at it. Every time I make a speech, I spend hours and hours and hours preparing myself. I wouldn't dare get up and try to wing it, as I'm doing here.